Chapter 1. What is ontology? If you ever read the book Moby Dick, you'll need to brace yourself for countless chapters of cetology. Cetology is the study of whales, and in a book about the great white whale, the reader is blessed and burdened with a full discussion of whales and their nature. When I listened to Moby Dick a few years ago, I was unprepared for this, choosing to bypass the abridged version, which surely skips Cetology 101, I endured many hours of whale shapes, sizes, habits, and habitats. This might seem like overkill, and it would be if the reader already had a working knowledge of whales. But for the reader who knows nothing of the sea or the creatures who dwell in the deep, such an introduction is necessary for Herman Melville's classic novel. Indeed, to understand the drama of Ishmael and Ahab, along with the tragic voyage of the Pequod, you must spend some time on cetology. The same is true for the subject of ontology. Ontology is a word that simply means the study of what is, or more precisely, the study of the way things are. In philosophy, it's a subject that ranges from Plato to his Forms, in his Timaeus, to Aristotle and his First Principles, in his Metaphysics. Likewise, in church history, men like Augustine and Aquinas have deployed the ideas of these Greek philosophers, while others like Cornelius Van Til and Verne Poitras have argued for an ontology that is self-consciously reliant on Scripture. Clearly, there's an academic appreciation for ontology, as well as a robust field of study that intersects history, philosophy, and theology. Yet, as noted in the introduction, this book is not that. Instead, it is a primer on the way things are, and a recovery of the way God created human beings and institutions composed of men and women, things like marriage, family, and the church. In this way, it is a study of nature and what is natural. Or to put it more bluntly, the business of isness is a remedial course aimed to recover something that never should have been lost, namely, the doctrine of creation. For countless centuries, and across all continents, the nature of things simply was. God made the world and everything in it, and human beings accepted it as such. Oh yes, there was sin, lawlessness, idolatry, and endless forms of superstition leading to false religions. Still, for all the confusion, the essence of humanity was not in question. Boys and girls would grow to be men and women. Men and women would get married and have children. Children were received as gifts, or at least they were in every place touched by Christianity.